This
is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. In Patterson Park near the Miller Development in Austin, you might notice something that looks kind of out of place. Tucked in near the community garden and the skateboard park is this big metal sculpture. It caught the eye of one KUT listener, and it became kind of an obsession for her. So I looked into it. This is a story about feelings and how you translate those feelings into something real.
My joke is, somebody says, how are you? I answer, various. I have a lot of different things going on.
Right.
So it's a way of making ourselves accept the dimensionality of life.
We are, after all, many feelings at once.
Boredom.
Amazing.
Fear.
Anticipation.
Sadness.
Surprise.
Grief.
Joy.
Serenity.
But we'll come back to that in a minute.
Okay. So tell me, what are you seeing here? What does this thing look like?
It sits on a stone kind of platform that's rainbow colored, and the stones are cut into petal shapes. So you have blue and green in various shades.
This is Candace Bunkley.
Yellow, orange, red, violet.
We're at Patterson Park, the corner of Airport Boulevard and Schiffer Avenue. We're standing in front of a giant metal flower.
And the flower is probably about 6 feet tall when it's closed.
Candace asked about this flower for our AT Explained project.
And it has, I think, 7 or 8 petals, and they're furled at the top. And it kind of has a brassy color to it, too.
She first noticed it when it was over in Hyde Park.
Where the statue was, I would see it on my way to work, on my way to the grocery store, when I was going out to a restaurant, when I was meeting friends.
And the thing about this giant metal flower that really caught her eye was that sometimes the petals were open and sometimes they were closed, so the flower looked more like a sphere.
It was a mystery to me, and I would think about it every day on my drive. I wanted to know, why is it opening? Why is it closing?
So that's what we're going to find out.
And then who is opening and closing it?
I don't know a whole lot about art, but lucky for me, there's a big clue to this mystery on a leaf-shaped piece of metal nearby. It'll tell you the installation is called Dance of the Cosmos, and it tells you exactly who can answer most any other question about it.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Chenoweth.
Jennifer is the artist who created the giant flower. The whole installation was moved from its temporary home in Hyde Park over to Patterson Park earlier this year. So why the flower?
I saw a picture in a book of a Tibetan lotus mandala. And you open it, there are deities, and it's a way to describe their spiritual universe.
She says the whole thing grew out of a sort of frustration about all the negative things in the world. Violence, disasters, tragedy.
I just tended to get really frustrated. Like, how do we accept that? It's not acceptable. So this was a way for me to, like, kind of get that in my gut and to understand that there really is beauty in all of it, even if there's horror in some of it.
She wanted to make something that reflected the spectrum of emotions, the good and the bad, the dark and the light.
So it's a way to embrace an idea that your life is actually a whole flower of experience. But even in a whole flower of experience, sometimes we're open and sometimes we're closed.
That idea, that whole flower of experience, it goes back to a psychologist named Robert Plutchik.
So I'm really interested in a psychological theory of emotional wholeness created by Robert Plutchik. And he drew a diagram using words about how your emotions are connected and relational.
To really get this part, you've got to know a little bit more about Robert Plutchik and his theory of emotion.
So there are a lot of theories of emotion out there, and theories of emotion try to do two things.
This is Art Markman. He's a psychologist at UT.
One is to figure out where the emotions come from, and then the other is to try to characterize the kinds of emotions that humans experience.
And what Plutchik did was he came up with a new way to visualize these emotions.
What he did was to create a cone where the elements on the cone are the different emotions you experience, and then the higher up you go, the more intense the emotions are.
This cone diagrammed our emotions using color coding. It was the inspiration for the multicolored base for Dance of the Cosmos.
And so the interesting thing that he did was then to find opposing pairs of emotions.
Grief.
Ecstasy.
Interest.
Distraction.
Sadness.
Joy.
And so those sit on opposite sides of the cone, and when you flatten that cone out, it becomes a flower.
A whole flower of experience. Sound familiar? I mean, in a lot of ways, this seems like really simple.
Well, you know, the human emotional system isn't necessarily that complex.
In fact, there's a kind of beauty in its simplicity.
So the steel pedals were made by spinning steel.
Now that we know what it means, Jennifer's back at the sculpture showing me how the thing works.
We have it set on a timer for evening and morning so that it opens in the morning as some flowers do and closes at night.
The flower is actually electrical. It's powered by a solar panel on a pole off to the side. Sun comes up, the flower opens.
Over about 20 seconds.
Sun goes down, the flower closes. So it actually moves itself. No human intervention needed. I wanted Candace to hear all of this for herself, why it opens and closes, what it means, how it does it. So I asked her to come to Patterson Park to meet Jennifer.
I know. The question asker and the person who can answer the question.
Yes.
This is so exciting.
Okay, so I wanted to know why you open the petals of the flower and when you would do it, or like why you would do it.
The sculpture is a visualization of emotional wholeness and acceptance based on a psychologist's theory. So even though all of this is around us all the time, sometimes we're open, sometimes we're closed, and it's also a reflection of the processes and cycles in nature, that things open, they close, we are born, we die, it's all of it all at once. Also, it's kind of exciting to watch it. When it opens, it's like really uplifting and joyous. And then when it closes, it's just like, oh, like there's a, like it really is closure, it's beautiful.
I totally get what you mean by, like, kind of the spirit behind it. Because some days I would just be, like, my best self and be driving down the road. And I'd be like, the flower's open. I'm like, yes. It reflects my day. For a while, I was like, okay, maybe it's after it rains, they open it, and then they clean it. And then I was like, okay, if it's days over 100 degrees, it's going to be open today. Like, it was, like, my commute home thing to look for. And I'm missing it on my drive.
Thanks for your interest. I really appreciate it. It's really fun to make art for people. And so you don't always get to meet the people. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
We see public art all over Austin, but mostly we don't know what it actually means. So maybe next time you see this giant metal flower, it'll make you feel something new.
Fear.
Boredom.
Admiration.
Joy.
Serenity.
There's much more at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. You can ask your own question, or you can vote for the next question that we'll investigate for this series. You can do all that at atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.